I'm David, and we are at Eclectic Soul today, and we're talking with
Deb Prosnick and Rick Prosnick.
And Max.
And Max. The puppy dog.
Yes, our baby.
Well, let's start out. Happy New Year, and how was your holiday season with the store and everything?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. We are thankful and grateful.
We had a good holiday.
Love our customers. Yeah. It was a good holiday season.
Good.
Could have enjoyed a longer break, but, you know, inventory ate up. Taking inventory this year took longer than we thought, so.
I did have a glance at your Facebook page. It said you were closed for
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So, like you said, some of that was taken up with business inventory.
Yeah, we figured we could knock off the inventory in four days. But it took about probably 70, 75 hours.
So. It's okay. We love what we do.
Yeah. How many items, roughly, would you say you have here?
Oh, probably between 2,000 and 3,000 items.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't realize how much you have in stock until you actually take a physical count of it. And we highly underestimated how much inventory we had. So, because last year we didn't do a physical count because we were doing renovations last year during the break. So, we just had to do an estimate. So,
what kind of renovations were you doing?
So we had, it used to be before Gondwana, which was the previous name of the store. It was a tanning salon.
Oh.
So there was six rooms that were tanning beds, tanning rooms. And then we were using them for storage. So instead of having so much storage, we knocked out all the walls and opened up the shop.
Oh.
Which gave us room for more inventory.
More inventory. Or whatever we had in storage, we could now display.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was time.
Uh-huh.
There were wires everywhere. The doors were there. So when we took over the store, the previous owners had used it for storage, inventory, wrapping, boxes.
Yeah, there were stored items that went back to owners.
That so needed to go, yeah.
It was, that was quite a job.
Oh, you're kind of stuck with the leftovers from...
Well, bought the store 5 years ago. I mean, obviously we bought whatever inventory they had left over, but there was a lot that was not accounted for, that was in storage, hidden.
Uh-huh.
So we got that all cleaned up. And now we have not so much room for storage, but lots of room for inventory out on the floor. Much better concept, too. It's the wide open,
like the open
design. Everybody that was familiar with the store prior and now seeing the changes, they're really impressed with.
They like it.
Yeah.
It's got a nice, comfortable feel.
Most organized.
Yeah, order is good for me. Good for my mind.
Yes. How did you come to purchasing this business?
I always wanted a little store, but just didn't really know how that was going to come about. And then my daughter came to visit us, and she was getting ready to go back to the States, and we came to get some souvenirs and stuff. And Charmin is like, oh my goodness, I was looking for your car. Do you want to buy my store? I'm like, totally, yeah. Let me go talk to Rick. Don't say another word. And then we went home and we all chatted. And then
Deb had a vision of what she wanted. So I was just kind of along for the ride. I still am. But we decided to purchase a store. And you know, we look back on pictures from that time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, the way the store was then and the way it is now. And it's probably a good thing we didn't know anything. You know, because we probably wouldn't have proceeded if we had any inkling about, you know, little retail shops. So I guess in that case,
live and learn.
A little bit of knowledge was probably good for us in that it didn't scare us away. And now we have what we have.
And we would not have it any other way.
Yeah.
We have great customers. We have our regulars. It's just, it's cozy. Family.
Uh-huh.
The kids come flying in here after school. It's a comfortable, safe place.
Well, your client base is not limited to one niche, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty broad. You're right from 5-year-olds right up to 80-year-olds. It's we got a wide spectrum of the population coming in here.
And of course, everybody loves to come and visit Mr. Max.
Mr. Max? Yeah. My friend's dog chews his leash too.
Yeah, we've gone through a few leashes. We've gone through a few books I've inherited.
Oh, yeah.
He's eaten a few rocks.
Store dog, but he's doing good.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing good. He is only 15 months. So.
He's learning every day.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing, before we bought the store, you know, he said if we do this, it's got to be about the experience for the customer. Right? We wanted the customers to feel better when they left the store than when they first entered. And I think, well, I know we've accomplished that. So, and still, that's our main philosophy on doing business.
Yeah,
you know, people feel good about their experience here; they'll come back. So,
great.
We're going to be talking with the Dragonfly folks.
I love them.
Yeah, oh, what a neat place that is.
I love them. Everybody in there, they're my people.
Yeah, no, they have a good operation going there.
Really cool.
Well, so. Sam and I've got they're really unique and diverse business community.
It really does.
And we, you know, like we have people that come up here on a regular basis, you know, from Kelowna and Vernon and Kamloops, and they love our downtown core. So
we have a great downtown core. Yeah,
this is sort of our focus with this whole project that we're doing is the downtown, how vital it is, and how it's been doing over the last 2-3 years. You know, with the challenges that everybody's had to deal with, it's a community. Mm-hmm. And everybody, there's a real interaction between store owners and support each other. And
oh, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's sad to see some of the businesses closing here recently. There'll be new businesses coming in.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll add to the overall experience for people coming into the downtown core.
When the new ones open, it's a new experience for for people. So I guess that's
no, I mean, as long as businesses can maintain their uniqueness, right? You know, if you can set yourself apart from all the other businesses, you know, you'll do well.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you've set yourself apart with your business?
Absolutely.
I would say so.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just I mean, anybody can sell what we've got, but what they don't have is this young lady right here.
I do it with you.
I know, but
couldn't be without you. We work well together.
Yeah, neither one of us could do this by ourselves. There's no way. No, it's just gotten too much. So
what would draw somebody into Eclectic Soul, do you think?
Well, our wide range of giftware, people might not have an idea what they're looking for when they come
there's
in here.
Always a gift to be
there's
found.
There's always something here for somebody on their gift list, right? So we get a lot of people coming in that don't have, you know, an idea of what they need. But there's something in here that will speak to them. And then we got people that, you know, they come in here just to feel the energy. They come in, they're familiar with the store, and they come in to, you know, they call it, get my dose of Eclectic Soul. I needed to come in today just to feel the positive energy. You know, there's a lot of people that feel that sort of thing.
And I mean, we have a relationship with many of our customers. Like,
we do.
Yeah, like, again, that safe space to come and just sit and be, as you can see. I have my sage pot out. And sometimes people just need someone to listen.
Mm-hmm. You would consider yourself a gift shop, but also it's more than that, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. It's almost like a healing place or a place.
I don't like to say that I'm a healing place because it is up to each individual to do their own healing. But I think we have some aids that can facilitate in that.
Great.
And I can also direct customers to certain areas where I think would then facilitate their healing.
Right.
But I don't like to say that, yeah, we're a healing store, because we're not.
No.
It is up to the individual to do their own healing.
Yeah, so you can help them with their journey.
I'll guide them to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm. People can come in and they know they have a need. Mm-hmm. And you can help them maybe find the direction they need to go to.
Yeah, we see a lot of that. We saw a big increase of that type of a thing, you know, when we came back from COVID shutdown, but they were looking for something.
Did you get a feel for what that need was, or what the effect that it had on people?
Honestly, the store sort of just evolved into this. And then as the people came along, I would see what was necessary and fill that gap and have something in that, whatever I thought they were needing to fill that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody knew us as, oh yeah, that's an African store. And I wanted to change that. I needed to make it evolve.
Uh-huh. You source local?
Some of our items are local.
We have a lot of
local stuff. We love to support local. it's good for their mental health too.
Great.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Did people come in and offer theirs?
People came in, and a lot of them were younger, and so I thought it was important that I supported them as well. And it was almost like the wind beneath their wings. It gave them the confidence, oh my goodness, this is so great, let me make more. And it built up their confidence. Who is to say they might not turn around? They might turn around one day and buy the store or open their own business of jewelry. And again, just something different in our store. And of course, you love local. Everybody loves a handmade item. It comes from the heart. That's what we're about, coming from a place of love and art. So you know somebody handmade something, and that took love and patience and time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will encourage our local artisans, and I think, you know, we've done a really good job of that. But a lot of our items out there are locally sourced.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a musical aspect to your store at all? Or?
A small one.
Yeah. A small one. When we took over the store, she had a lot of African djembes and, you know,
drums. And we continued that.
Some items.
Part of the store.
Because we have to respect, we have a music store right beside us, right?
Oh, this is true. Yeah,
so it's important that we respect another store, especially right beside us.
Yeah.
But like I said, when we took over the store, there were a lot of African instruments. And so we have a few here and there. Again, it goes with the name Eclectic Soul.
Yeah, that's true. A little bit
eclectic music, eclectic gifts.
Yeah. You had mentioned the shutdown. What was sort of the mood that people sort of...
They're talking about over COVID.
Yeah,
well,
just
first of all, we were only had been in business a year when that transpired. So we didn't know what to expect, as probably most businesses didn't. Anyway, our landlord helped us out a lot, you know, as far as, you know, making sure that we saw it through. And, but yeah, I mean, when we came back, I mean, it took off. You know, it was amazing to witness, you know, how...
It was lovely because we felt so supported.
Yeah.
Still do. Yeah.
Yeah.
There were some days that were hard to navigate because we were all riding in the same waves. We were all in the same ocean, but we were all in different boats. We were all dealing with the same stuff, not knowing what to expect. And for the most part, most of our customers were really
understanding.
So many changes have transpired through the years. And then I look, well, what changes are going to transpire by the time our kids grow up, our grandkids grow up?
Yeah.
All the changes that are taking place. And all the things that we're dealing with now, this is change taking place. Always change.
It happens so quickly now.
Yeah. Always change.
Yeah. Before we finish, is there anything you would like to speak on before?
No, I just want to tell all my customers, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all your love and support. Here's to a fabulous 2024. I wish you all the best. May all your dreams come true, all good things, and just love, 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 love.
Here, here.
And thank you again for your love and support.
And thank you.
Thank you.